Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I am going to my first Chiefs game in a very long time. The last Chiefs game that I went to, it was Chiefs and Texans in the playoff. You guys remember, the Chiefs got down 24-0 very early on in that game. Mecole Hardman has the big return. Chiefs score, fake punt. That was the last Chiefs game I've been to. Every other time that I've had an opportunity to go to Arrowhead, I usually give my tickets either to Rob or I give them to Sam Stevie over on the news talk stations. But this was the one time that I was offered tickets, and you know what I was thinking? Man, I kind of want to go. I took a look at the slate this weekend in the National Football League. It's not very impressive, and I'm just deciding to make it a football weekend. Going to Mizzou, Alabama on Saturday, going to Sunday night football. So I'm hoping just to have a great time. This is my question. What time do I need to be out there? Because I do want to get the full experience. I don't know the next time that I'm going out there. I don't plan on making this a regular appearance. I like watching the games at home. I like having my own space. I got the Wi-Fi. I don't got to worry about anything. I get the meal that I want. I enjoy watching football games at home, but this feels like a very important game. Sunday night football, I think it's arguably the best game of the weekend in the National Football League. It's a standalone game, so I don't really feel like I'm missing anything. I feel like I can potentially watch a little red zone and then go out there. My plan is to get there at 4. That's my plan. My plan is to get there at 4:30. I don't really feel like I need to be out there much earlier than that, but I don't know the vibes. I don't know the situation. I have actually only tailgated 2 times in my life. Some of you tailgate every single week. I've only been to 2 tailgates in my entire life. It just feels like it's a lot of standing around. I've never done it before. So that's why I'm asking. I want to get the full experience in going out to Arrowhead this weekend. I'm not going on a press pass. I'm going out there just like you guys. Got some tickets, got a parking pass. I'm going to go out there early, walk around, get the sights and sounds and smells of Arrowhead Stadium. I just need to know the do's and don'ts. I need to know the how-tos. I haven't done this in a long time. The last time I went to Arrowhead, I went out there for Beyonce. That was the last time I was out there. So I don't know the vibes. What time do I need to be there? Rob, what are you thinking?
So I'm not going to pretend to be an Arrowhead tailgating aficionado or an expert. I do not tailgate at Arrowhead all that often, but I have a friend and they do a big setup. So to best answer your question, I need a little more information, because if you're just going to walk around the parking lot, that energy is different than you're going to a tailgate that has a big setup, some food, some drink, because timelines change. So do you have a tailgate plan?
Or I do have a tailgate plan. Okay. I actually have multiple tailgate plans. I've already got that set up. You know me. Mm-hmm. I'm not going out there without a, I know exactly where I'm going to eat. I know exactly where I'm going to drink. Like, I'm not. You think I'm just going out there and I got to be willy-nilly and I got to hope that somebody recognizes me and then I got to fake like, oh, hey, can I eat with? No, I'm not doing that. I'm going out there with a plan. But I do want to catch the vibes. I want to listen to the music. I want to have a little drink. I want to have me a little pulled pork sandwich before I go in and watch a little Sunday night football. But somebody is saying you got to get there early in the morning. I don't want to go. If you're telling me I got to be out there early in the morning, hey, you can have my tickets. I don't want to go out there that early. This is what I would like to do. This is what I want to do. I want to watch Red Zone at the house, a little witching hour. And then when the witching hour is over, my friend who's going to be watching it with me, hey, it's just time to go. We then go out to the stadium. I live downtown, hoping I get to the, let's say it takes me 30, 45 minutes to get in there. I'm in the parking lot by 4:15, 4:30. That gives me, what, 2.5, 2 hours. I feel like that's enough time for me to be moving and shaking out there. Why do I need to be out there more than that?
Here's what I would tell you to do. I would tell you to get in the car and get moving and grooving. Because I know where you live. You're downtown. I would say go leave downtown in between 3 and 3:30 and aim to get to Arrowhead around 4, 4:15. Because you can walk around, catch a vibe, get some drink, have a good time. But because
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why is tailgating at Arrowhead such a big deal? The people that get there early, these 4 a.m. monsters on the text line, what they end up doing is they usually end up gobbling two or three spots with their tailgate because they get there when the gates open. So parking and the traffic becomes problematic quick. So I would say leave your house at 2:30 or 3, be to Arrowhead at 3:30 or 4, and then you have 2 hours to walk around and catch a vibe. I'm not a noon person. I'm not a be at the gates early person, but I think if you're in line trying to get at Arrowhead at 4, 4:30, you ain't really tailgating so much.
Okay, so this is, I have heard about this. A lot of people have told me about Lot J. Now, I obviously have not been to one of these Lot J tailgates, but the way that these tailgates are described, that sounds like the place to be. The way that people talk about these Lot J tailgates, they seem to have the setup. Now, I'll tell you guys, I got the hookup over at the Tickets for Less tailgate. Now, I don't know what kind of setup you got, but I'm assuming their setup's very professional. They got TVs in there. It's all you can eat, all you can drink. It seems like a little corporate bigwig situation. You go in there, you network a little bit. Everybody's in a good situation. I can sit down, I can chill. But I don't want it to be too professional. You know what I mean? I want to go out with the people. I want to play a little cornhole. I want to throw the football around. So I'm not, I don't got to just stay there. But I at least know, worst case scenario, Rob, I got a home base. I'm not, if I got to do too much to go get the, no. I got a place. I got a place that certainly got the burn-ins. I got a place that's got the drinks. I don't need to. That's why I like having at least a guaranteed. But I have heard about this Lot J ticket setup and the way that people talk about the Lot J. That sounds like where I need to be.
So I would tell you this, because I have a very cursory understanding of the Arrowhead situation.
Based on all the times that I've given you tickets, what are you be out there doing?
I got friends who tailgate. I don't know the corporate tailgate situation.
I didn't know the situation.
I don't know the corporate.
Because now I'm starting to regret these decisions that I made in my life where I'm like, hey, here you go. Why don't you go to the game?
I don't have
You know how many great games I've missed in my life because I wanted you to go to the game?
Hold on. Hold on.
You're my man.
Hold on. You weren't going to these games because it was under 65 degrees out. Most times I get these tickets like, yo, it's cold. I ain't going. That text comes through more often than not. Hey, Sam, it's cold. Here are the tickets.
A couple of the times I was willing to brave the cold. A couple of the times. But you know what? You my mans. So I was like, you know what? Let me bless you with these. Go to the game. But now I feel like you're not even getting the situation. You're not even doing all the things out there.
I have a friend who has a great tailgate setup. They have TVs. They have the whole nine. I have a great setup. I've never been to these corporate, you're in, you know, the front row. They have like a nice, you know, bathroom situation. I've never been in those. I would say
I'm guessing the tickets for less tailgate.
I'm assuming
they got that one. That's the one I need to be at.
You need to go amongst the people and figure out the vibes. And then, you know, as you get closer to kickoff, maybe go to your little corporate retreat, your little, you know, commercialized outfit in the front. But yeah, experience just, with the people first.
Yeah, I'm just not trying to go to nobody's tailgate and all you got is Bud Light and hot dogs, dog. Like, this, come on now. What are we doing? I had a better spread at home if I just watched Sunday Night Football at the crib by myself. I want to go over there where you got to eat. You got the ribs? What are you drinking, Tito's? That's what I'm talking about. I don't know what else people got going on over there, but that's all I need to know. Somebody said, come to our tailgate. We got food trucks. Like, you got to pay for the food over there? Oh. I don't need to be over there. That's not where I need to be. What no,
mean,
not at all.
What do they mean by they have food trucks? Do they own a food truck?
I don't know. And they're setting one up? Saying, someone said Lot M, there's a tailgate area. They have a band, and they also had food trucks over there. Wait, I got to pay for the food? I'm not going over there. Not when I got a setup. I'm not paying to go over there. Come on now.
Yeah, no,
I got questions. They got tacos on this food truck because I love a good taco truck. I love it.
This is also the place the guy said they have a band. I would love to watch you watch a band play. That would
be okay.
That would
a
be.
DJ, sure. You got a band out there. I got to hear your. You know what I got? You know what I don't want? I don't want your version of this.
All right. If you had one shot,
that's the kind of band you
one
got.
Opportunity to be the loudest crowd.
If Lot M had Taylor Swift performing, you better be there.
Would you take that shot?
Is she singing those songs?
Yo.
I'd be like, hey, Tay Tay, you know what? Just come on down. Come on down. Why don't you just play the album version? The edited for the kids. We got kids around. Can we play the edited version? Can we play the radio version?
You're
That's all we
boo
need.
Boo if she plays it.
Yes, play the radio version, please. Please, Tay. That's all we need. I was actually scrolling on TikTok and I heard a portion of that Wood song. I shut off my phone. I just turned it off. I felt like at that point I reached the end of the algorithm on TikTok and it was time for me to just do something very different with my life. I didn't ever want to hear that song, and I was forced to hear it. That's what I was.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.